From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Montserrat's governor says they're monitoring carefully the health risks from heavy volcanic ash. Trinidad and Tobago passes tough new laws against kidnapping, but do they go far enough? And Rasta reasoning on repatriation. I'm Orin Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Montserrat's Governor Tony Longrig says they're monitoring the health threat from the heavy ash that still hangs in the air from the volcanic eruption of almost a week ago. Islanders have taken to wearing gas masks to avoid breathing in the polluted air. I telephoned Mr. Longrig to get a clearer picture of the cleanup and aid operations.
DFID, which is the International Development Ministry, which supplies DFID annually with both budgetary aid and project aid, of about £18 million this year, they have authorised the government of Montserrat to spend as much money as they need to speed up the cleanup. The government of Montserrat so far has released £1 million, i.e. £4.2 million EC. And in addition, they've made £500,000, that's just over £2 million EC, available for being spent in equipment which the DFID is sending here to help with that sort of heavy ash-moving equipment, water tankers and that sort of thing, and some equipment for the volcano observatory, which it lost during the eruption.
DFID